Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, tattoo removal, cicada tacos, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
This is a song I wrote for a special person.
All right.
Each time I need a trusted friend, you're there with tears to dry and a heart to mend. You're there. And when I'm down in misery and the whole world turns its back on me and I need some love and sympathy, you're there. Nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm weary and tired of trying, honey, you're there. And anytime I need a shoulder to cry on, you're there. And sometimes when I come home with a heavy heart and weary bones and I need a little time alone, you're there. I want to turn the stereo on, but you're there. I gotta get in to use the John, but you're there. And when I wake up lovingly and turn on my pillow, hoping to see Kim Bassinger smiling back at me, you're there. Oh, this is more of a good thing than I ever planned. How much damn togetherness can a one man stand? Don't get me laughing here.
All right, sorry.
I want to flop down in my favorite chair, but you're there. I can't see in the mirror to comb my hair, 'cause you're there. And when I want a little snack at night, I sneak down to the fridge to get a little bite. I see a big fat ass blocking out the light, 'cause you're there.
Something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Coming up, by the way, the annual Uber lost and found list.
Yeah.
Which is always fascinating.
Yes.
The stuff people leave behind.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Nobody cares about your stupid Uber list, Tom. I got bigger news.
What's that?
Did you see where Angelina Jolie's covered herself in bees to raise awareness about yellow jackets being an important environment? Oh, and to remind everybody that she still exists?
Yeah, yeah.
Swear to God.
It's important.
Hey, Christy, they said she didn't shower for like 3 days for doing this stunt.
Right.
Which makes no sense to me, because I guess it's her natural funk would trick the bees into thinking she's a pile of dog manure or maybe hot garbage, so the bees would be attracted to her.
Gosh.
Man, that chick's always doing crazy stuff, like wearing people's blood, and making out with her brother on a red carpet, eating onions like an apple. But in her brother's defense, say it like this, at least he got to make out with the hot chick from Tomb Raider.
You know? True.
That'd just be hard to pass up. You know, Angelina needs to get with me and we can invent a movie where we go hunting for rare treasures, then get horizontal balloons, you know, like in a cave looking for stalactites and stuff. The movie'd be Angelina Jolie's and my gigantic hog, and we'll call it Womb Raider.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Well, anyways, I got a feeling one day Angelina Jolie's and I are going to hook up.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tom, I got the same jawline basically as Brad Pitt, and all the same old folksy mystique as Sling Blade himself, Billy Bob Thornton's.
Really?
Man, if Sling Blade can get some of that mustard, why can't Donnie Baker? If it comes down to it, I'll just get Angelina's attention by covering myself in mud daubers, and then... Oh, she can have at it. I'll be swelling up one way or another. Well, wait a minute. I got it. Maybe I get her attention better by covering myself in cicadas and then telling her I ain't had sex for 17 years. Uh-huh. Swear to God. She's always a champion for good causes and whatnot. Hey, Angelina, how about giving one up for Donnie Baker International Blue Balls Association? I'm not only the member, I'm president. Hell, she might fall for it. Anybody willing to cover himself in bees shouldn't have a problem loaning out her honey pot to a good cause.
Okay.
Right,
really?
To her face.
Donnie.
I'm going to go.
Good luck with that. Yes, Angelina Jolie apparently trying to encourage people to... understand the importance of bees.
Honeybees, yes.
In the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So very good. Mud daubers.
Yeah.
Are those hornets?
They're wasps, aren't they?
Yeah, they're wasps.
Yeah.
They're
it's
mean.
Another name for a wasp, I thought.
They're creepy looking.
Yeah, they...
got your thorax.
Yeah, they're...
Long legs.
They're rough. Yeah. Now...
sting you.
Stinger.
We were talking about tattoo removal.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's... What is it? Did you see? $1 billion business right now.
Yeah, it's going to be up to $4.8 billion by 2023.
Wow.
And Pat Godwin has a tattoo that... was this... Do you mind telling the story? What it started out, it said Kim, right? That was the name of
your... Yeah, my first wife. And we got divorced. And I had it removed. Not removed, covered up. And then I married another Kim.
But I've seen it. It kind of looks like the bat signal
now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it looks horrible. Yeah,
it's kind of a messy... So that's tattoo alteration.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd like to get it removed.
I would, yeah.
It's a lot of ink.
I don't even know if it's possible.
Yeah,
because you had it covered up and then have all that removed.
That's a good point.
Well, we can find out. I think it's kind of an interesting situation. But apparently it's very, very popular getting them taken off. I mean, I don't know why you'd think that when you're drunk on spring break and you're 19 years old, you're going to make a bad decision.
Yeah.
No, that's a great spot for a Tweety Bird. Mm-hmm. That'll be very erotic when I'm
30. I think we should all get tattoos.
Oh, let's do it together.
A show tattoo, like matching?
Mm-hmm. What would it be?
Possibly, like maybe puzzle pieces.
Oh, that we all fit together and it spells Bob and Tom.
Have you seen the... they have the ability to make them look more or less like a photograph.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You could.
No, I was thinking gotten something small, like maybe right here on my wrist or something. Could we do that?
Oh, I'm not getting any tattoos.
Oh.
Yes, you are. You're getting a Tweety Bird. It's already been decided.
We just talked about it.
We're getting a show tattoo.
On your boob.
I'd rather not.
I think that's good.
It's called a tattoo.
Warner Brothers.
By the way.
I'll get Warner Brothers characters. I'll get Daffy Duck. You can get Tweety Bird.
Okay.
No.
Taz. Tasmanian Devil.
Tasmanian Devil.
Well, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to find out about tattoo removal for you, Pat.
I have two. There's a bad one on the other side, too.
What do you got on the other side?
Like a Celtic knot.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
It just doesn't look good.
Oh.
What's a Celtic knot? Is this the wedding knot?
It's a...
No, it's just a flare.
You've definitely seen them.
You've definitely seen them.
Isn't this kind of like a Celtic knot?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the Celtic wedding ritual of what's called hand fisting.
Hand tying. Not hand fisting. What the hell is wrong
with
you?
What's called hand fisting?
You know what? I don't know what I was thinking. Just for a second, we were having an adult conversation. Just for a second. And then you...
Hand fisting.
Hand fisting. It's
no,
not...
seriously.
But it's called hand tying, isn't it?
Yes.
Not hand fisting.
I've got the letter here.
Because if it were called hand fisting...
Anyway.
If somebody wrote you a letter, that doesn't necessarily mean
help.
It's real.
I need help while he's looking for the letter. I need a good recommendation of a good Brad Nailer. That's all I need. And I want to know who Brad is, by the way.
What's a Brad Nailer?
It's like a smaller nail thing is what I need.
Right.
Like
Sorry.
Ideally a cordless.
It's Brad hand. Nailer. Excuse me. It's hand fasting.
Oh.
Is that right?
That's fasting. Go ahead and tweet me.
Hand fasting?
It's a Celtic tradition in the wedding that I did over the weekend.
Where they tied their hands together.
Yeah, you put these ribbons on, and then it's the way it works is when you, it's like a magic trick, and then they pull away, and there's a knot in the middle, and it represents it.
I thought hand fasting was just when you couldn't eat any foods that you eat with your hands. It's all fork and knife, you know? No fingers.
Yeah.
No sandwiches.
Sorry,
fasting thing is...
I don't know why I said hand fisting. That would be a different...
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
I have a two-parter.
Yeah.
Did you say the phrase, till death do you part?
No.
And my follow-up is, did you laugh at the end of that?
No, I did not say that.
Did you give a speech?
That is not required.
Did you declare prima nocta?
Did you tell him your story about yourself? Check out the bride, so to speak.
Hey, I have a question. Did the joke work? At breakfast, you asked me if a joke was going to work,
and
I didn't hear it, and you yelled at me for it not being funny.
No, it worked great.
Okay,
can we hear it?
No, it can't be done on the air.
I couldn't physically hear the joke, and I go, I didn't get it. And he goes, well, I guess you just don't get the joke then. I guess it's just not a good joke.
You told a joke at a wedding you can't say on the air?
What are you, Buddy Hackett?
Who does that?
You're a monster.
What are you, Red Fox?
What is wrong with you?
You told a dirty joke at a wedding.
Hey, thanks everybody for being here.
No, it's kind of...
Raise your hands if you've had the bride.
Nobody here heard of fisting. Then you're not going to get the joke.
Oh, yeah.
And sit tight, Grandma.
You know, I killed at that wedding.
Hand fisting would be redundant. Right. I'm sorry, hand fasting, as in it's what? Like...
fastening your hands
yes,
together.
Yes, fasting. Yes, I'm sorry.
You didn't say fisting at the wedding, did you?
I hope not.
God, I hope
so. They're going to shut down the show. You wait and see.
If I said... I apologize if I said hand fisting at the wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure I read it correctly. Yeah, but it's a nice little tradition. Very, very nice. But no, there was a joke. It was kind of a reference to a friend of ours who was the father.
So. Oh. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Where were we? Oh, so Pat, we're going to look into getting your tattoo removed.
Okay.
Okay. Christy, do you have the story? I think Josh will like this one. This is about something called a ghost forest.
Yes, I do have that.
Are you familiar with this, Josh?
Vaguely.
This story comes from the Smithsonian Magazine. A recent study has found that ghost forests along the Atlantic coast are releasing so-called tree farts that contribute to climate change. According to the magazine, ghost forests occur when rising sea levels kill the trees on the coastline and leave behind standing dead trees, or snags is what they call them.
Yeah, they're creepy.
Researchers at North Carolina State University studied the level of tree farts, or greenhouse gases, that the dead trees give off and found that tree farts increase the total emissions of the ecosystem by around 25%.
I just thought that the Smithsonian Magazine, this august body, when I saw the headline, tree farts...
Hilarious.
No, Pat, I understand
you
that
know, trees are the lungs of the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Tree farts. the noxious gas from tree farts. Dead and rotten tree farts smell like a decaying ash tree. Tree farts, he who smelt the delta, it'll make your nose just melt up. You'll never breathe again.
Oh,
that's what that deserved.
Because, you know...
My God, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's true, though. I mean, the tree fart thing. Maple syrup is considered a tree shart.
Oh!
I'll never look at... Well, it's not going to ruin
anything. What did you do that for?
Tree shart.
You don't like maple syrup?
Love.
Oh, okay.
Real maple syrup.
Real.
Yeah.
You ever been to a place where they're tapping the trees and they got...
No, I never have, but I've gotten tapped.
Oh, it's cool.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best. But yeah, I had never heard of tree farts before.
Nor I.
Makes sense.
Are they audible?
Yeah, you know, the study concluded that if a tree farts in the woods and no one is there to hear it, doesn't make a sound at all.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the old question's been answered.
Yeah.
Maybe we could redo that song, Who Cut the Trees? Oh, man. Hey, who cut the trees? Christy, we have time for one more. Go ahead.
A chef in Virginia is serving up tacos made with cicadas. Tobias Padovano is taking advantage of Brood 10's emergence and bringing them to his menu as a limited edition taco. Hmm. He collects the bugs in a plastic bag, boils them, bakes them, and plucks off their legs as well as their wings before sautéing.
Okay.
The cicadas are then topped with serrano chili, avocado, and radish in a mole verde sauce, which is all served in flour tortillas.
In other words, it could be a fried turd, and you'd eat it.
It's just adds some crunch, actually. It's
got so much other stuff on it.
The
cicadas. It's like the old, we deep fried this alligator meat.
The cicada offering will join other unusual menu items at Padovano's Eatery in Leesburg, including grasshopper tacos. In an Instagram post, Padovano said the tacos are, quote, a huge hit and have sold out 2 days in a row. According to customers, the cicadas apparently taste like shrimp.
No.
I can see that.
Will Becker, who recently had his first cicada taco, said, quote, you can definitely feel a bit of the crunch, but you start to chew and it kind of just melts in.
Shrimp are essentially bugs. Mm-hmm. Look at them.
Bugs?
Yeah.
Sea bugs.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They look like
them. They are bugs.
How dare you people.
They're delicious.
I'm a taco. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go with a taco. I think I'd go with a burrito, so you don't have to make eye contact.
You know, that's a third or fourth time you mentioned their big red buggy eyes.
Yeah, they're wild.
They're nasty looking.
Well, I was looking at them all day yesterday, and they.
I bet you.
Well,
were.
How big are they?
They're about
big as your thumb.
Inch and a half.
Yeah, big.
That's great.
And it's weird. They leave behind sort of this model of their whole body.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
great.
Well,
don't we all in a way?
No.
Yeah.
It would be like
if, yeah, you're right. We do.
No, but I mean, you
this
leave behind your body.
Your soul's gone.
Well, we could get into the metaphysics of this idiotic discussion, or we could move on. My little girls are terrified of them, which is not helping.
Cicadas, the biggest problem is the size of their waist is about the same as a goose poop.
Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I have not heard that yet.
But the size of themselves. Mm. Yeah, they crap themselves.
Wow. Equally, yeah. You don't know if it's a dead cicada or a leaving.
Tom, just let your girls know, hey, they're not going to hurt you.
I've tried all this. And I took a rake and I raked around the swing set. And like I said, I could have filled a bucket with all of the dead and live
I'm
cicadas.
A cicada denier, by the way, in case you're just...
I know you're a cicada denier.
When are they going to be over? How long does it take?
A couple of weeks.
About 8 months, I think.
8 months? Oh, okay.
They'll be here at Christmas.
We can decorate. We can hang them on our Christmas trees.
Cicada
ornaments.
Yeah, I love all this. Cicada Christmas. They made that movie, Cicada Christmas. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it. Remember that show?
I missed that one.
Right, yeah,
it's great.
Tim Allen, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito.
And you go, this shouldn't work, but it does. Damn it, it
crazy.
Does.
So they're cooking the cicada, not that leftover shell thing.
Right, right. Okay, the actual meat of the cicada.
Somebody's going to end up blind. You guys go ahead. Eat cicadas if you want. Go ahead.
Is it hard to catch a cicada that's not dead?
No, not at all. You can just go pluck them off a tree.
Really?
Yeah.
They have no natural enemy.
I think, I know squirrels love them.
I had no idea.
And I think snakes even.
Yeah,
I didn't know squirrels would be carnivorous at all.
Neither.
I was hanging out with Sam on Saturday night, and there were just these rabbits.
Your brother?
Yeah, my brother Sam.
The handsome one?
Yeah. The handsome, yes. And he's lost even more weight. And he was helping his friend Joe move some boxes, and man, his arms were just popping. They looked great.
I bet they are.
But no, we were hanging out, and in my backyard were three rabbits, and they weren't moving at all. And we figured, you know, they should be kind of scared of us. And I figured they're probably just chowing down on cicadas. They don't even want to run away. You know?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Josh and I were in my backyard the other day, and there was a rabbit, remember this? And he was licking himself, and you said, I'd really like to be able to do that. And I said, well, you better pet him first.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that old gem.
Yeah. Wow.
Why did I even waste?
We all take chances. That is one of the things we do very poorly.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
On this show, feeding someone one of their jokes back that they don't remember. I am the worst at it.
This could be.
Pointing at me, but he wouldn't.
I wouldn't let him.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.